We'll start first with the midweek perfecting training. On Thursdays at the Jamaica Hall here, back in October, we started to have Thursday midweek perfecting trainings starting at 9 a.m. So we actually thought, who would come 9 a.m.? Who can come? But the Lord really exposed our disbelief. We kept having to add more tables and enlarge the room. Eventually, over 90 saints have passed through these trainings, actually covering all eight districts. So the Lord has blessed us. So maybe we can ask the saints who are ready. You can kind of come up. We've had four sessions of 6 weeks trainings since last October, and we've covered the topics such as prophesying and the small groups. The fellowship, having fellowship with God. This was a very precious topic. And also the New Testament priesthood of the gospel. And we also covered the Lord's table and the prayer ministry of the church. And most recently, we covered the matter of shepherding and Bible reading. So maybe we could have the saints give their testimonies.
Why don't you bring the next group up so we save a little time
on
the Bible reading.
Then also, next we're going to cover the Bible reading training. So the saints who are going to share for that, you can get ready. Come on up.
Okay.
Amen.
Go ahead, Timothy. Yeah.
Before the training started, I was asking myself, what do I expect from this training? Am I going to get some help or not? But after I went through the 4 terms and 8 subjects, the answer is very positive. Of course, I get many help, but the one thing I feel most to help me is I need to change my concept among many things.
Amen.
My mind needs to be renewed by the Spirit,
yes,
so I can see something new.
Amen.
For example, in the training, one topic is about the Lord's table meeting. In the past, we know the Lord's table, we remember the Lord. We remember what he accomplished for us. We give our thanks, our praise to him. And the second part is to worship the Father. But in the past, it seems to me, we didn't pay much attention to the second part. We just take it for granted. But in the training, there's a lesson the brother taught us. The goal for the Lord's table is to worship the Father.
Amen.
The goal for the Lord's table meeting is to worship the Father. Because the first Lord's table, the Lord, after the cup and the bread,
right,
the Lord leads the disciples to sing him toward the Father.
Right.
The second thing I want to mention is for the Bible reading.
Mm-hmm.
I remember on the first lesson, brother taught us to read the Bible. Many things we have to pay attention. I just mentioned one thing. He told us we need to be open to the Word, to the Bible.
Amen.
In my mind, I think probably most of us open to what? Our spirit, our mind need to open. But I did not realize we need to open our mouths.
Right.
Yeah.
That's something to me. That's something new to me.
Right.
We need to read loud to proclaim the word of God.
Amen.
So the word can be constituted in us.
Amen.
So there's many other topics, many other help I got. I don't have time to mention, because I only got two minutes. In all, I just felt I did get many help. I really benefited from this training.
Yes.
I think there's a word, there's a saying, you live and you learn.
Amen.
So to me, the training for us is a learning process.
Amen.
We all need to learn. We all need to be perfected.
Amen.
There is no age limit.
Amen.
No young and old. we can all participate in the training.
Right.
And we can all be benefited.
Amen.
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 I want to echo that too. It has been such an awesome time together, young and old, to get to know the saints one another has been a real treasure and a real supply too. So one of the things, when we started, it was, are people going to come? And I was one of those ones. I don't think I can come. But I took the step by faith and I asked my boss. And I think even the Lord gave me some words. I told him, I want to go to a class on Thursday mornings. Is it okay if I go to class on Thursday mornings and then I'll work from home the second half of the day and into the evening? Little did I know then that we were going to have another time in the evening on Thursday evenings. But it's okay. And it has been such a joy on Thursdays. The boss said, you know, no problem. And I kind of timed it after I had done something good at work. And anyway, it has been a real joy the last weeks and months to be able to be with the saints. And really been cared for, you know, having the word, being under the word like that for 2 or 3 hours on a Thursday morning has been a real supply.
Amen.
And maybe two things. One has been in the word, kind of the two topics the last weeks have been the word and shepherding. And with the word, you know, we were at a time up at Camp Penuel and a brother elbowed me and he said, we've heard that some of you at Hall 1 in New York City have been in the word. And so word is getting out that this is happening. And I got to tell him, you know, it's just like being dunked in the word and getting to enjoy it. And my favorite part has actually been reading with a couple saints who we didn't know. You know, my wife and I moved here recently, but to read the word out loud, three or four chapters with either your spouse or with another saint who you don't know very well, even over the phone, something gets imparted and you really get supplied.
Amen.
And then the other topic has been shepherding lately, and the encouragement has just been have a couple names, you know, have a couple names on your heart that you're praying for. And in Genesis 14, Abraham, it says he went after his brother Lot.
Yeah.
You know, this is Lot who kind of followed him around and who was a little bit of a thorn. And you know, Abraham could have really not had that attitude towards Lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it says, Abraham went after his brother Lot.
Wow.
This is how much he thought of him. And then what was going on behind the scenes there, where Abraham is lifting up his hand to God, the possessor of heaven and earth.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Melchizedek behind the scenes is also lifting up his hand and also praying behind the scenes. And the supply to Abram after those young men went out and rescued Lot.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, just these pictures have been such a supply in these times. And it has really been a treasure. So I just want to say praise the Lord for this.
Amen.
And it's a mutual supply when we take care of one another.
Amen.
I think that's the part. It is a real mutual supply.
Amen.
Back and forth. Amen.
Amen. I'd like to share two things. First, how the Lord touched me about the midweek perfecting training. And second, what I enjoyed from this recent six-week session. So in the past, I attended a few meetings of the training irregularly. And I excused myself from coming because I thought it takes a long time to travel, I'm pregnant, the weather's bad, etc. But during the prayer meetings, we would regularly pray for this training, praying particularly for saints to be released and for the Lord to have the opportunity to train so many saints. And then the Lord touched me and asked, what about you? Why can't you go? Don't you need to be trained? And I had my reasons why it wasn't convenient for me, but the Lord touched me just to set my heart and seize the opportunity to be trained.
Amen.
So I'm so thankful that the Lord didn't let me go, and I was able to attend all of the sessions from all the meetings for this last session. This past session, we covered the topics of shepherding and Bible reading. And regarding shepherding, I was so touched by the expression to shepherd according to God.
Amen.
This means to shepherd according to God's nature, God's desire, God's way and glory, not according to our preference, interest, purpose, and disposition. And this is only possible by letting the Lord live through us. There's no method for us to learn. Through this whole time, the brothers didn't tell us how to shepherd or what to do, but they were imparting us with the Lord's very heart. And I realize our need is just to become more one with our great shepherd. And as we enjoy him, we allow his life to flow through us. And this is real shepherding. Regarding Bible reading, I saw how much I just need to read the Bible.
Amen.
And how I need to live by the Word of God. We had a very intense schedule with 3 chapters with footnotes. We were encouraged to read all the cross references, the embedded verses, answers and answer study questions, and memorize verses. So I wasn't able to follow the schedule exactly, but this gave me a taste. Even the brothers encouraged us to have an addiction for the Word of God.
Amen.
I really appreciated the recovery version so much. We have such a treasure. Inside the Word, there are so many riches. And I appreciated that when we come to the Word as if we've never read it before, then there always is a supply, and the Word is always new to us. So I praise the Lord that he's given us so many opportunities to be trained.
Amen. Amen.
Very good.
So the saints have mentioned this matter about the Bible reading training from the midweek training, but also in the districts, we had several Bible reading trainings.
You want to go last? Good.
Which are 12-week trainings where every day you're reading 3 chapters of the New Testament. And then every Lord's Day, they would gather together and they'd have some sharing. So they did this in Hall 3, 5, 7, and 8, and then also in English in Hall 1. So we'll have some saints give their testimonies about that.
Amen. The Bible reading training is so special. It gives a question to each chapter. And every day we read, sometimes we read 5 chapters a day. And last week, miracles happened. When I had a breakfast, and my sister asked me one question from the chapters they just read on phone. It's miracles. Brothers, you know how often your sister talk about Bible with you. Amen.
Your wife.
Yeah, my wife, my sister. Amen. So, amen, you know saints really got hooked by those questions. Amen. Amen. And I give you one example as a foretaste, okay? So it asks, in the entire New Testament, so which one is the most miserable one? You may think, you never thought about that. Judah or Pharisees or John the Baptist? But if you attend the training, you'll get the answer.
Oh,
and you're gonna love the training. Amen. So this is the first time that we find our appetite like this. The first time. And in the last week, it's not only once. Actually, 3 times, the miracles I mean. So in my breakfast, my dinner, and our way back home from the small group meeting. So when saints getting together and talk about the Word of God, and not like a prophesy in the meeting, but in a very casual way, even using the daily tune as usual. So this is a big thing, especially when your sister, when your wife talk about Bible with you. Amen. I see this as a sign of fig tree.
Amen.
You know the branch gets tender and puts forth leaves? And you know the summer is near.
Amen.
I know Lord's return is near.
Amen.
I pray that, Lord, if I love you, love your word, make it today. Make me a sheep. Make me a shepherded sheep in your flock.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I think what I've enjoyed most about the Bible reading training was that we're in groups to read during the week.
Amen.
And if I did not have a group, I would no longer be in the Bible reading training. Because it's kind of really hard. There's a lot to read every week, but we have a text messaging group with the ones that we're reading with. Mm-hmm. And it's really encouraging. To encourage one another to continue on. And then also when we meet together on Lord's Days, which I also have not been the most consistent at, when we meet together, the brothers really encourage us to get into the Word in a way we haven't been in it before. I feel like it's easy for me to read the Bible and to enjoy what I've enjoyed already. Even, you know, if I'm reading the Bible again, I know what I've enjoyed, I know what's the juicy portions, but the portions that I've never questioned before, I don't question I just read through. But one time Brother Peter asked us, why is it 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold? And I was like, I have no idea. But then he had like an entire PowerPoint about how wheat grows, and it was really encouraging to see that there's a real reason why the Lord put these numbers in the Bible. He didn't just put 30, 60, and 100 because one's more than the other, but there's a real reason, and when you look at how the wheat grows, that there can be, you know, this multiplication of wheat in one single grain. And so then as I continued to read through the next weeks, I was just before the Lord, Lord, what do you have in this portion that I haven't seen before? And compare, and reading so quickly through the New Testament, you can compare the books easier and the chapters and how they come together. And it's just been a really enjoyable and positive experience for me to see new things in the Word and see how it can be so fresh to us. Even if we've read it before or we've just skimmed through one section, every part of the Bible is enjoyable. Amen. And there's so many riches in there for us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I guess you know who I am. Sister Elizabeth Chang. My husband and I and my daughter Christina, we were all in this Bible training together.
Right.
Because it's very hard to arrange to have three people, you know, two, three people to come together as a group. So the brother before said, miracle happened.
Amen.
His wife and him was, you know, both enjoying the Lord. We enjoy every day together as a family. And I encourage,
amen,
it's actually, there is probably a gap between parents and children, you know, enjoy the Word together. I thoroughly enjoy being with my family and study together.
Amen.
Now, I am, English is not my first language. You know, 不是母语. Okay, so what happened is, for me to speak English, I had to think in Chinese, some of us. And then we had to go and speak it in English. It's difficult. To me, the Bible reading training, right? When you read it, I'm gonna bring it down a notch. When you read the Bible by yourself, it's hard to keep up a schedule, mm-hmm, unless you're very disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
When you have more than one, you encourage, like the brother
right.
said that, you encourage each other to get back in the Word. And if there's something you don't understand, you can ask each other, kind of come out, okay? The Lord shine the light. Now, because English is not my first language, I came upon, you know, when Ricky was talking about Psalm 23, about the shepherd lead the dumb sheep. You know, the sheep knows the master's voice, right? How do we know the Lord's speaking to us?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, coming together like this, very few of us can come to the Lord's table meeting and release their spirit and say a few words. Even some of us try, I can tell, you can't hear them. But the Lord is always speaking to us,
right,
down to the notch, in the Bible. You know, when we learn to speak the Lord, Lord's word, or Lord, the Lord's principle in our daily living, reading the Bible is the only way for us to understand what the Lord is thinking.
Yes.
We have the spirit, true, but we need to have the word. And I encourage many would join the Bible reading.
Amen. Amen. Next, we would like to ask the saints who participated, we've asked a few to come up from the hymns training. We had a hymn singing training on Lord's Day afternoon. And also, we would like some brothers to come up and share with us about the gospel outreach in all the districts over the last 6 months, if they could come forward. And you want to just do those two now?
Yeah.
Yeah, those two. So the hymns training and those brothers from the gospel outreach, if you could come forward and give us your testimony. Osmar, you want to start on that? Yeah. The brothers that asked us to do a hymns training on the Lord's Day afternoon, and we had about 5 weeks. I think in total number, the total number of saints who were involved were about 99.
8 weeks.
Wow, we had 8 weeks. Wow. I don't even remember 8 weeks. Anyway, we had a hymns training.
Amen.
And it was very enjoyable, and the saints enjoyed, so we'd like to have some testimony concerning that. Go ahead.
Praise,
stream available online.
Okay. So the HIMSS training is available on live stream. So if you want to go to the churchnyc.org, the inward-facing website, there's a link there for live stream under links, and you can find all the hymn singing training. Go ahead.
Amen. First of all, I always hear of many topics for training, but I never heard of a training on singing hymns. So I was really curious about it, and I attend, and I learned a lot of practical things, like the little numbers that are on the hymns. I never knew what that was for. So and now I can use it. It's a tool that is very useful to not just to know what they mean, but you know, in the meetings we like to follow the Spirit.
Amen.
And sometimes the tune has to do with that, and I was very ignorant on that, so I learned a lot of that. But probably the main point that I enjoy in that training was to get a new, fresh appreciation for the hymns.
Amen.
I had to confess, I will bring my hymn book to the meetings. But then I had the habit to bring my hymn book to work. And of course, nowadays we have access online, but you know, I treasure the printed hymn book, because I have notes there, and and the reason for that is because there was a story introduced in the training of the king of Judah. He was facing this battle in 2 Chronicles. It was a huge multitude, and he didn't know what to do. Obviously, the number was much bigger than his army. And he was led by the Lord to send the Levites in front of the army to praise the Lord and sing to Jehovah.
Amen.
And then the Lord spoke to him saying, just stand and see the salvation of Jehovah.
Amen.
And then the enemy got confused, killed themselves, and the glory was to God. Oh, what his name is Jehoshaphat. All what he did was just to praise the Lord and sing. So you want to see the Lord's victory? We just praise and sing.
Amen.
And of course, also the word commands us to do that also in Psalm 98, make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Amen.
And to even, I love this phrase, to break forth in loud praise.
Yes.
Amen.
And to sing for joy.
Amen.
And you know, I experience this individually daily in my life, even in my morning watch to include him. I never did that before, and that was something as a result of the training. Very enjoyable, very edifying. And you know, my meetings change. I will arrive to the meeting with a full of supply. I will have something in my heart. There will be a song for the Lord.
Amen.
And that's individually, but actually corporally is the highest peak of this experience when we come at the Lord's table meeting.
Yes.
And then there is so much to sing and so much to praise.
Amen.
I had to testify that in Hall 1, the Lord's table meeting has going from one degree of glory to another degree of glory.
Amen.
We now are singing actually less hymns, because the saints have so much to praise the Lord for.
Amen.
So much to thank the Lord for. So I praise the Lord for this hymn training.
Amen.
Amen.
I appreciated getting into the hymnal a lot more with the hymns training. I kind of grew up in the church life, so I kind of knew a certain amount of hymns, and then I was just kind of satisfied with knowing what I had known already. But I was encouraged by Brother Dennis's challenge to learn a new hymn. They said every week. It became every week. But I just really appreciate just learning a new hymn, because
Amen.
The hymns are so many dear saints poetically wrote their experiences with the Lord and put it to tune. And I realized that some days there's that Bible verse that says that the Spirit intercedes with groanings that cannot be uttered. But I appreciate that sometimes these groanings can be groaned in the form of song. And I don't know how to many times express my feelings to the Lord through prayer,
right.
But I appreciate that sometimes the Lord brings a hymn to my mind, or even just a scripture song to my mind. And I would be able to at least sing even maybe just that a few lines or that stanza, but learning to sing to the Lord in my personal time was something very encouraging to me. And I just really appreciate that. I just want to encourage you guys to get into even the older tunes in the hymnal, because there's this one song that I was so used to singing the new tune to that the first time we sang the old tune, I thought I was singing a totally different song. And I realized the feeling to get into that hymn was so much sweeter and actually quicker when I went to the older tune. So I just want to encourage you all to just learn more hymns.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for this training. And also really impressed about how, you know, Brother showed us how to use the hymnal more effectively. Because I never noticed in the back there's a metrical index of tunes, alphabetical index of tunes. And all those numbers that Brother mentioned, that when you sing a song, you want to sing a hymn that you don't know how to sing, you could actually use that meter, that other tune that you know how to sing, that same meter, you can switch it. And you can sing and enjoy that become a new song to you. So you can actually know many more songs if you know how to use it. So I was impressed by that. And also in the training, we talk about how to select hymns for different meetings, which is very helpful. Sometimes not just by category, you know, like do it rigidly, but really have to sense the feeling of the meetings, all that we learn. And also most important thing is we sing a lot. In this training, we sing and sing. And I really help, it really helps, because one time I remember I was kind of down and was felt very heavy inside because of something bothering me. But after we sing and sing, after the meeting, I feel totally released.
Amen.
And I feel so encouraged by the Lord. And the things that bother me doesn't touch me anymore.
Amen.
So I just feel like singing hymns are very important to our Christian life and to our church meetings too. And we really need to sing more to the Lord. And today I just remember the brother mentioned about David, and I was reading, I just thought, the Lord said David is a man according to God's heart. How the Lord knows, why, how? Because I believe not only David is a shepherd taking care of the sheep, but I'm pretty sure he sings to the Lord all the time.
Yeah.
In the wilderness. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Just one more word about the hymns training, then we'll go on to the gospel fellowship. But I encourage all the trainees to buy a hymnal with music.
Amen.
Now, you may think, I can't read music, I don't need music. But the reason we encourage the trainees to do that is because of all these helps that are only published in the hymnal with music, like this metrical index, which if you sing a song and the meter is 8787, then all the songs that are 8787, you can sing to any of those tunes. That's only in the hymnal with music. So we do have more of those hymnals if you'd like to buy one today. Now I'm selling hymnals, okay. But we have more available for you. But they're very, very precious and very helpful. And actually, it's not that hard to learn to read music either. It's very easy, very mathematical. But it does help. So now we'll go on to the gospel outreach testimonies. Are you starting? Yeah.
Amen. And both hymnals and the word in the Bible are the word of God.
Right.
Acts 6:7. And the word of God grew, and the numbers of disciples in Jerusalem multiplied greatly.
Amen.
That's the words I would like to share here. And the word gains more fruits. And we would like to give you some updates regarding the gospel preaching in the church in New York City.
Amen.
From last December to date, we have more than 100 saved. And 99 were baptized.
Amen.
For the whole church.
Amen.
And 8 meeting halls in our church are striving to gain remaining fruits through gospel outreach and monthly gospel meetings.
Amen.
Currently, we have 6 monthly gospel meetings in different districts. More gospel meetings are under fellowship to cover all the districts in each month.
Amen.
Dear brothers, sisters, we need you to continue to pray for gospel preaching in each district.
Amen.
And may we gain more remaining fruits and functioning members in the second half of 2018.
Amen.
Earlier this year, some of the brothers gathered to pray, and as we were praying, what came out that touched me was this prayer, Lord, make the saints happy.
Amen.
And Lord, make their joy full.
Amen.
And later, and actually, if you look in John chapter 15, after the Lord has spoken about fruit bearing and abiding in the vine, in verse 11, he says, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you,
Amen.
And that your joy may be made full.
Right.
Amen.
And we'd like to report that not only have the saints been endeavoring to preach the gospel,
Amen.
But also we are entering into the joy of the gospel.
Amen.
I'd like to just say that I have witnessed the joy in the saints.
Yes.
Even in one of the gospel meetings this year, I had to share something, and I should have been very nervous, but actually I was just so happy.
Amen.
Happy to see all the saints, and happy to see so many who came and who believed in the Lord.
Wow.
Amen.
I believe I witnessed this also in so many of the saints this year who are endeavoring in the gospel. It is the joy of fruit bearing.
Amen.
We have a way to go in our gospel preaching, but I just would like to share and report the twofold blessing of the gospel. That is that many are saved and believe in the Lord and are added to the church.
Amen.
And on the other hand, many are encouraged and enter into the joy of fruit bearing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. When we preach the gospel, we ourselves are the first one who gets saved.
Amen.
I heard 99 got baptized. Maybe there's someone here today who hasn't yet been baptized who would like to make this even 100. If so, it's not a problem. We can baptize you today. So you just let the ushering brothers know and you can be baptized.
Yeah. Next, we'll have some sisters come to share about the children's work. So maybe the sisters, you can come on up.
And also have that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, get it. And also we'll hear... we've had some trips to Taiwan, so I think two brothers will share on that. You can
Amen.
Also come up, yeah. So first with the children's.
So the children's meeting here has had a long tradition, praise the Lord. We have always taken care of the children in the church in New York City. Like Brother Ed said, the church is a family. And in a family, you have to take care of the children or nobody's happy. So that's been a real blessing. And then, you know, you get in your ways and your service can become a tradition like we saw in a lot of the verses this week. But the Lord has been stirring us up and pushing us out. So I'm not sure when the meeting in Flushing began in the beginning, but... In the beginning, there was no children's service in the meeting in Flushing. And there were some children, but then the families tended not to bring them back because there was nothing for the children. You have to take care of the children. So some of those families would come here to meet. Some maybe we lost, you know, it wasn't clear. But what was clear was we have to take care of the children for the sake of all the families and for their going on. So some sisters, and of course here we felt like, oh, who's going to go? We need everyone. And so some sisters who were bilingual were asked to go to serve the children. And they went to visit the meeting in April of 2017, April 30th. And there were about 10 to 12 children meeting regularly at that time in Flushing. And so they prayed and we fellowshiped together and they began the very next week with a children's meeting.
Amen.
And they were a little bit shell-shocked because nothing was the same. And we get into our traditions and we just think, oh, we have to do an opening time and we have to do a lesson. But what we have to do is follow the Spirit.
Amen.
And take care of the need. And I feel like through all of this, this is what the Lord is really getting after, the way we serve and the mm-hmm. way we care for the children. But by the end of the summer, there were 50 children meeting there. And the sisters were very exercised and fellowshipping and praying every week with how to meet their needs. Then when they finally started, you know, getting comfortable with that, then the Lord pushed them further and, okay, one of you needs to go to Elmhurst. And so... I feel like this is what the Lord is doing. He is charging us. Go forward. I'm going forward. Go with me. And the Lord has been blessing.
Amen.
He has been blessing with the increase of families and of children. And I believe in our exercise of how to care for each other, how to care for the services in the church. We are the circumcision who serve in the Spirit of God and boast in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh.
Amen.
We can't be like the woman at the well trying to decide, do we do it this way or this way? Do we go to this mountain or this mountain? And a lot of times that's what we're looking at. Oh, how do we do it?
Mm-hmm.
We pray.
Amen.
And the Lord leads us. We need to go forward in faith. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to continue what she said, but for Manhattan, Bronx, and Brooklyn. As I actually grew up in the children's meeting here in New York since I was 4 years old. And I have to testify over these decades, the Lord is a living God.
Amen.
He's not stagnant. Right. He moves on.
Amen.
And we have to keep up with him.
Right.
Because I realized this, the Lord said, this is my church, right?
Amen.
I will build my church.
Amen.
And I think when we realize this is the Lord's church, what he's doing, we can't be stuck to what we're used to. You know, I can say, oh, this is how we used to do it. But no, if the Lord wants to move on, we got to keep up. And I have to say, you know, when Manhattan District first started, I was still single, and I wasn't happy. I was like, why can't we just all stay together? Isn't this fun, right? We're all together. But the Lord needed to reach the people in Manhattan, right? I mean, when people think of New York City, they think of Manhattan. But eventually I ended up in Manhattan after I complained about having, finally, complained about having a district there. And with the children, though, it started growing. First, it was all babies and different young people and all mixed in one room. But the Lord expanded and grew.
Amen.
And after a few years, Brooklyn was going to start. I was like, why are we separating again? But the Brooklyn Saints, we were meeting in Brooklyn for a little bit at the beginning. And I thought, oh, maybe we're traveling here. But actually, the Lord brought us back to Manhattan. And now we live in Queens and we're still in Manhattan. But every time the Lord expands and spreads, there's some richness to it. I have to say, there are some growing pains, And at first, every time we split, I was like, oh, now half the kids are gone and half the saints are gone. This is so depressing. But actually, the empty half of the room fills up very fast again.
That's right.
And then the empty half in the other district, that just started, it fills up again.
Amen.
And I mean, there's millions of people here in New York. Don't we believe the Lord can open the Red Sea?
Yes,
he can
right.
fill up an empty room?
Yes, right.
So I'm just so encouraged. Yes, every time we split, the Lord has to adjust in us. But I mean, having seen what the Lord has done, we have to have faith, right?
Right.
The Lord is doing something.
Right.
And a lot of it is through the children.
Yeah.
So the second thing I wanted to share about is a neighborhood children's meeting.
Yes.
So in my concept when I was growing up, I was like, the children's work is on Sunday, like Sunday school. We come on Sundays and the rest of the week we're at school and at home. But the Lord opened my eyes to the other 6 days. And I realized, after I had kids, strangers start talking to you. And this is New York City. You don't even look people in the eye in the elevator, right? But I remember one specific example. I was just on the street and a lady stopped me. She was without her kids, so I didn't know. I was like, is this somebody trying to beg for money? And she came up to me and I was with my kids. So said, are these yours? I was like, yes. And you're asking for directions? What do you want? But she said, I have 4 kids. And then, I let my guards down. And I invited her to one of our neighborhood children's meetings, which is it's very casual. We had some saints, we had some neighbors that came, and I invited her. And she, we just sing, less than 5 minutes, just singing. We have a little story about characters, about obeying your parents,
Amen.
About cleaning up after you make a mess. Something very simple and so short. And, I always had, I'm kind of gospel chicken, those brothers that shared before, they're like, yeah, gospel. But I'm like, oh, gospel, I have to invite someone. So, but it's so easy to invite someone to my house
Amen.
With kids. And I was like, come over. And I tell them, we are Christians. We sing, and then,
Amen.
Other sisters, it wasn't just me alone, other sisters together, we rotated homes. And I mean, I've never invited so many people in my life, like strangers, to my house.
Amen.
And it was wonderful, but I have to be honest, a lot of kids in the house, you can't be so protective about all your stuff. And I remember one kid, this mom with the four, one of her children, a little on the wild side, you know, and he would grab things from the other kids, to grab toys, including mine. And, you know, the protective was like, hey, you're grabbing. And what do, you know? But we do have to be in our spirit. And I told the child, I was like, you know what, when you want something, you can ask nicely. Don't just grab. And I wasn't sure how the mother would react, you know, but she really appreciated it. People want their children to be raised in a proper way. Amen. Sometimes they don't know what to do, you know, and I'm still learning too, but they appreciate it that there was something, that someone would actually tell their kid that it's not okay to do that. And she kept coming back. And she brought her nanny along, she told other people. And other sisters now have, you know, we've branched out into other places, since we're having it in other places in Manhattan, in the Bronx, in upstate in Rosendale. Some saints are having neighborhood children's meeting. Gospel chickens like myself are talking to strangers at bus stops. And I just feel like the Lord can gain families through the children.
Right.
Amen. And people want the best for the children. And we have the best. Amen. The best is the Lord.
Amen.
And through the children, families can be brought in.
Amen.
You know, when we, the brothers are going to share about the Taipei trips, but when we went there the first time, I was very impressed with this. Brother Lee and his bringing us into the God-ordained way to meet and to serve talked about the children's gospel is the, I don't know how to, what the Chinese word is, it's the big gospel. Mm-hmm. Meaning that if you can gain the children, you gain the family, because the parents will come. And if the children enjoy the time, they'll tell, Mommy, I want to go. So we've seen this, and we can testify of this. There's one local church close by that had a 20% increase that year, and when they asked each other, where did this all come from? It all came from the children's meeting. From the neighborhood children's meeting and from the Lord's Day children's meeting, 10 new families came into the church life. They were 80, now they were 100. So after that year, they saw that kind of increase. So if we have this kind of view for the families, and it's a long-term thing, it's not an overnight, you know, gospel, you know, the parents aren't going to get baptized this week, but they will keep coming, and they will get something, and eventually they will come in. Amen. The whole family will come into the church life. This is a really a tremendous, tremendous way for the church to grow and for the church to increase through the neighborhood children's meetings.
Amen. Well, blending is one of the ways that the brothers here in the church have led us. And in the last two years, we've had three trips to Taiwan. We had one in June 2017, and then another one in November in that year, and then more recently in March in 2018. So we had 36 brothers from here go for this blending. And it was really a particular type of blending, not just like we do in the conferences, but it was purposeful to have the responsible brothers in the church to meet with other responsible brothers in the churches in Taiwan. It was really for a particular purpose. So maybe we can have some testimonies about that. Joe and I will share.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. I was really, at first when I was invited, I think a lot of times you're nervous and you don't think that you should be the one who's called. You know, being called as a responsible brother, sometimes we have concepts. And immediately the enemy came in and placed doubt in my heart that I was not adequate and that, you know, oh, your wife is going to say something, you have a family to take care of, all these things. So immediately with the invitation, the enemy was very strong to try and get me not to go. Praise the Lord that he works out everything in our environment for his purpose. So I didn't even broach the topic with my wife because of this thing that was made up, because of this lie. I just accepted it. I didn't even speak to my wife. But praise the Lord, he works out the environment, right? So the brother invited us over for dinner, and the topic was brought up. And my wife said, when are you going? It wasn't even a thought of, oh, I'll take care of the kids. How are we going to make this happen? Oh, how much is the flight? That was not even a question. The question was, when are you going? When is the trip? How can I get you ready? Praise the Lord. praise the Lord. So this has brought in such great blessing. I think all the brothers can testify that have gone. To really see, when you go somewhere else, your heart is broadened. Your view is expanded. Many times we're so self-centered, local-centric, my family, what's good for me, what's good for the church here where I am, how do I best serve these saints? But when you go somewhere else, you really see the universal body. Amen. You really have your view broadened to see something that the Lord is doing. It's not just here. It's in the whole earth. Amen. He wants to gain all of man. And the Lord really put this verse on my heart. So let me read. 1 Samuel 12:24. Only fear Jehovah and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider what great things he has done for you. I was really blessed with the opportunity to live next door to the hall here. And day by day, he is really gaining this only. Only. When we give him the first place, fearing him, serving him in truth with all our heart, we can really consider what great things he has done for us. Amen. Oh, Lord, what great things you have done for us. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. You know, I actually was able to go twice on two trips. And actually, I just felt like Joe, too. Initially, you feel like you're not the one to go. But this, the experience, maybe even before getting to just travel with the brothers, oh, it's so wonderful. You may think that you know one another because you meet together. But now you have to travel with one another. Then you really get to know one another. And many of the brothers, really, they paid a price to be able to go. We actually spent more than 8 days, including the travel time, to be able to go and spend the whole week there, travel from city to city. And as I described, this seemed like a work trip. And you know, there were a lot of meetings, a lot of PowerPoints. But it was so enjoyable to see the faces of the brothers change, because it was not just work, it was actually shepherding. And the saints there really took such good care of us. I think some brothers, we were on a boat in a big lake, and a brother commented, oh, this is better than the best vacation I ever had. It really is. Just to be able to pay a price, to be together with the brothers, right? Really for what the Lord was doing. We were there because the Lord was moving within us, within the church, and the Lord wanted to gain something. I just like to say, from my experience being there, there's so much to say. One thing I can just testify, in Taiwan, among the churches there, there is a lot of blessing. There is a lot of blessing. You know, just in the city of Taipei, well, at the time that we went in November, there were 70 meeting halls. 70 meeting halls. Now it's over. They're trying to get 100 by 2022. And so you can't keep track. There's 10 big districts, 530 districts, more than 1,500 small groups. And on the Lord's Day, on average, they have at least 12,000 meeting in the Lord's Day. You know, this is just Taipei, one city. You go to the other cities, it's very similar. I have to keep checking the numbers. Is that right? You know, it's really a different magnitude. But how can, in such a church that's that large, right, the feeling is not organizational, right? The feeling is not that you're like a mega church. Actually, very much the feeling is a family. Amen. It still has the feeling that I'm in the household of God.
Amen.
And the reason for this, I think, is because they really emphasize the small groups. The practice of the church life, not in the meeting halls, not so much even in the big districts, but in the small groups.
Amen.
And the small groups is a church life that is in the homes.
Amen.
So they have many open homes. And even on the Lord's Day, they have their Lord's Day meetings together in the homes. You know, And for a large church, you have to have administration. And you have administration in the halls, maybe even in the big districts. But we also have to have shepherding. And shepherding takes place in the smaller districts and in the small group meetings. That's mainly in the homes. So I testify for the churches there. They're big in numbers, but it's a home.
Amen.
They know who are in their group. And they really just every day, day to day, they live close to each other. And they have a church life day to day. It's not just having the meeting, but the church life really is their living.
Amen.
And I was just so hopeful because, you know, we haven't you experienced that?
Yes.
Isn't this your experience in the church here?
Right.
It's not that we don't have that. We need more of that.
Amen.
And we need this to be increased.
Amen.
So the blessing in the church in Taiwan, really, the Lord blessed them with increase. Isn't increase a blessing from God?
Amen.
I feel the Lord also wants to do that here with us. So really, I do hope, you know, the churches in Taiwan, they have such a long history and they've gone through so much that we could have many more opportunities to blend with them, actually with many other churches. We are the church in New York City, but we are also in the body of Christ.
Amen.
And there's a supply, there's the richness in the body that we lack. And then maybe we can provide for others, but we have to open to the body of Christ.
Amen.
So praise the Lord for the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Joseph. You can give your mic to him. Timothy and Peter are going to speak for a couple of minutes, and then we will have our closing hymn and our exit announcements. But I wanted to let the saints know, many of us have been praying that we would have 1,050 today in the meeting. And I'd like to let you know we have 1,109 in the meeting this morning. And we have about 180 or 90 children, 93 children. So altogether with the children, 1,300 came today. So the Lord is faithful.
Amen.
To answer our prayer.
Amen.
For the increase.
Brother Peter and Timothy will share.
This morning is truly a celebration.
Amen.
It's the annual celebration.
Amen.
Of the meeting of the church in New York City.
Amen.
I'm so thankful I can be here. I was saved in Hall 11. Then there were only the total halls were in the teens.
In Taipei,
in the church in Taipei. But now they have 70 churches. 70 halls in the church in Taipei. So we really see that our God, He wants to be multiplied. He wants to get many more saved ones to be brought into His church. So I'm just so thankful that I was on the first trip. And when I went there, I didn't know what happened. You know, after so many years, you know, suddenly the halls were increasing. The reason is the Lord, through the ministry, has found out there is a God-ordained way or scripture way for us to meet and for us to serve. That's why I just feel that today the Lord is bringing us to go on the same way that the Lord has ordained. So the churches or in Taiwan or the many meeting halls in Taiwan, what they have received the grace, what they received the help, is for all of us.
Amen.
I'm just so thankful that today the Lord is doing the same thing in the church here.
Amen.
You know, we have been praying for this meeting. The Lord has really answered our prayer.
Amen.
The Lord is faithful.
Amen.
You know, what we ask, I think the brother just announced, the number we ask, the Lord fulfilled.
Amen.
The Lord answered our prayer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, when we pray, you know, the saints, you know, we didn't know how many saints will come. But this morning, the Lord answered our prayer.
Amen.
It's truly glorious. You know, yesterday, when the serving ones from all the halls were coming together to pray, and one thing the Lord touched us, that it will not just be the celebration for us, but it is for the Lord's glory.
Amen.
You know, in Ephesians, he mentioned that eventually Paul prayed, that glory be to the Lord.
Amen.
in the church, and in Christ Jesus. So I feel the Lord, we are very happy here, but the Lord is also very happy. You know, this is just a picture in John chapter 4, you know. When the Lord was thirsty, he went to the Samaria, and the Samaritan woman, the Lord met her, and the Lord shared with her concerning the living water. And she received the Lord, and she was quenched, and the Lord was satisfied. Amen. So I just feel this morning, we are satisfied, the Lord is satisfied.
Amen.
You know, the Samaritan woman got quenched. You know, the Lord was satisfied. But today, the Lord's satisfaction is not just a few Christians. The Lord wants to gain the churches.
Amen.
The Lord wants to gain His church. I think this morning, our releasing in the Lord's table meeting is truly a glory to the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for His leading us.
Amen.
That today, the Lord wants to gain us and gain more.
Amen.
You know, the Lord, Samaritan woman is just one person. But later on, the whole city, Samaria, the people they came, they also received the Lord.
Amen.
So saints, let us press on. So the Lord can, through us, not just finding us, but also many more.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for His seeking us, finding us, and bringing us here.
Amen.
I'm just so thankful that today I can be here is because the Lord sought me.
Amen.
I can be here because the Lord kept me.
Amen.
I think the Lord not just want us to be here. There are many more lost ones need to be recovered. We should also open to the Lord.
Amen.
That the shepherd in us also shepherd others.
Amen.
Also seeking others.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this occasion. And praise the Lord for His burden in leading us in the church here to go forward.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. 这有了。 This meeting hall was the first time used was on October 21st, 1984. There was a first Lord's Day meeting here. And for the first Lord's Day meeting, I believe this already been closed, right? So this is the first time we opened up the whole meeting hall. And on Wednesday, we had a group of senior saints who came for the senior meeting. We invited them to come up and to take a look. And the word you hear is, wow. We had such a great meeting hall. Now today it's totally filled. And I have no extra word. Really, the meeting is already capped. The meeting should be capped with a praise to our Lord.
Amen.
And I want to read two portions of the scriptures. And the first one is in the Old Testament. It's a Psalm 126. And it should be projected. I just read it. You can read along. When Jehovah turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. At that time, our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with a ring shout. At that time, they said among the nations, Jehovah has done great things for them. Jehovah has done great things for us. We are joyful. Turn again, O Jehovah, our captivity like the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears will reap with a ringing shout. He who goes forth and weeps, bearing seed for scattering, will no doubt come in with a ringing shout, bearing his sheaves with him. Let's bear some ringing shouts to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! The second portion is Ephesians 3, because this is the glory and praise from the church to our Lord. Let's read it together. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, of whom every family in the heavens and on earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit into the inner man, that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be full of strength to uprear all the saints where the breadth and length and height and depth are, and to know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. But to him who is able to do superabundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power which operates in us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus unto all the generations forever and ever. Amen. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus unto all the generations forever and ever. Amen. We're going to have some brothers to pray before we can sing the hymn 1263. There is a church in New York City. Amen. Some brothers just stand up and pray. Amen. Praise the Lord.
There's a church in New York City.
Amen.
And the devil is afraid of the church in New York City. Hallelujah. Now we have some very specific exit instructions, so please pay attention. We want to let the saints know that there's lunch for everyone downstairs. But if you are not really able to go down easily because of a knee problem or because of your age or whatever, we will set up some tables over in this corner here for the elderly saints and those who are, you know, not able to move so easily. So you can just remain and we will have food brought to you.
Your lunch,
you're getting a catered lunch brought to you at your table, okay? We're taking care of all the saints. Okay. So first of all, we would like to ask all the parents of the children to exit now to pick up your children. The ones, fourth and fifth grade, will be out on the front lawn in Bethel House. The kindergarten and first grade is at Bethel House, and the second and third grade are at the UA House at the end of the block. So all the parents, please go and get your children. Then, after the parents have gone, if you are sitting in a row of white chairs, those are the rental chairs, we want you to pick up your chair and stack it against the walls on this side or that side or maybe that corner there. There are brothers who are going to come and pick up those white chairs and take them down for the lunch. Okay? So now, all those in the white chairs, please stand up. Fold your white chair. Everyone else stay seated. Fold your white chair and place it against the wall for the brothers to carry down. Next, we would like to ask those who are in the gray padded folded chairs in these two sections to fold up your chairs and also put them over in that section where Brother Frank is in readiness for the tables to be set up. We may need a few young brothers. Hold on. Brothers, can you young brothers go to help get those white chairs out of the way in the back there? All our high school college brothers. Just go help Frank move those white chairs. All those white chairs have to be folded up and moved. Give room to these brothers to go do that.